Election of the Chair and Vice Chair. The floor is now open for nominations of Chair and Vice Chair. And don't everybody speak at once.
I'll nominate David Loudon as Chair and Tanya Hamilton as Vice Chair.
Any other nominations?
I'd like to see Matt Lawyer as Vice Chair, if he would like to do that.
I don't.
Okay. Revised.
Never mind. Okay. So then we can close the nominations and declare them elected by unanimous. Is that correct? Any objections? Nope. Congratulations, Tanya. You get to sit up here in the middle and tell everybody that order now. Approval of the minutes of December 20th, December 2020. We all read the minutes. Any discussion? Any motion to approve?
I can make a motion to approve the minutes from...
As written?
As written.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion? All those in favor of passing the minutes as written, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes. Appearances of interested citizens. I wondered where that was going. Come on up and talk to us.
I didn't see it on the agenda, but I wondered if you were going to talk about the master plan, the parks master plan. Thank you.
Any other interested citizens? New old business, parks reports. Tanya.
I visited both parks. Ben Miller, I did drive by. I didn't see anything that stood out to me. And Bob Newton looks fantastic.
Dylan's not here. David Loudon was ill and didn't get to go see his parks. And Dustin?
Yes, with Northridge, as I found out during my first month, inaccessible. So I'm going to say it's good. With
the brush
Ryan,
hasn't burned down. It's good, right?
Yeah, everything seems in order, unless somebody from the apartments complained. Further inaccessible. With Ryan J. Hill, I went by recently, nothing of note. Really, the only thing that I would say is, again, with the mention of the master plan, I would suggest that we discuss at least some ways that we can change that, either get the fountain in working order or discuss removal and replacement with something different. Obviously, that will come in due time, but otherwise, everything in working order.
Wayne?
I've got Clear Lake in Palmasia. Clear Lake is the way it has been. It's got a big grove of trees in the middle of the park, and that's about all. There's a field on the southwest corner, large enough for a soccer field if we ever want to do that. And then there's a smaller field as you go in. Could be used for smaller activities. I would like to see a table or a bench, trash can, and in the future.
Is that in the master plan as now?
I don't know. Probably. And then for Palmasia, it's located off of Cummings Road, and it's about 3 parking spots, which is fine. Small grassy area, no amenities, but it does have a view of the river. And so what I would like to see there is a table or a bench and a trash can. Or 2 benches, and then people can actually talk to each other.
As long as they're 6 feet apart.
Or 12 feet apart.
12. Okay. Thank you, Wayne. becomes everybody's favorite. We're going to reassignment of parks. Now, you get to pick one. And then the second one, our illustrious park manager will bring by a bucket of numbers, and he'll give you a number.
So, Mr. Chair, I think for point of information, and I'd like to welcome Matthew Poteet to the board. Maybe it's worth kind of describing to Mr. Poteet exactly what.
Oh, that's right. I wasn't.
I know Dustin's heard it before, but.
Well, you just heard the parks report. So each person gets two parks, and they report on them every other month. One you get to pick, and one is assigned to you. Okay, so you won't have one assigned to you just yet. Unless whose place did you pick?
Took Clint's place.
Oh, Clint. So Clint had.
This is the Kaiser Little League in Hidden Creek right now.
Okay, so you can keep one of those. And then Robert will pass around a number that, and the number corresponds to a park. And that will be your assigned park. And then every other month you report on your park and what you think needs to be done to it and what condition it's in. Pretty simple. That gets everybody to see the parks, though.
And for reference, we're all doing like Kaiser Rapids because it's such.
Yeah, Kaiser Rapids is a common park. Everybody can go down there and make all the comments they want, and Robert will do whatever he wants anyway. Yes, Mr. Kohler.
Thank you, Mr. Chair Loudon. So does Matthew have an opportunity to select a park out of the ones that aren't? What does he have to select from at this point?
All of them, yeah.
Yeah, because we're reassigning them all now.
So we're.
Everybody can pick any park they want to start with.
Mm-hmm. Unless somebody else has already picked it.
Right.
Yeah, you get to pick one park and you assign one park.
Right here. I'm going to write your name by these parks. And then the ones that are left over are going to go in the basket and you'll draw.
So okay. Which park is close to you?
Bear.
So would you like Bear Park?
I was hoping for the Kaiser Little League.
Oh, really?
Put him down.
That wasn't in order, but we'll start with you. Okay. I can't read your card from here.
Dustin.
Dustin. I knew it started. Oh, well, never mind. I can't read it anyway. Okay. Dustin.
If I could take Meadows Park.
You'd like to take Meadows Park. Clay.
I'd take Bear.
Already got Bear.
No. He's got Kaiser Little League.
Oh, he took Little League. That's right. You took Bear. Tanya.
Bob Newton. Bob Newton.
I'll take the Meadows again.
No, Dustin.
Oh, Justin got Meadows. Trying to find one that's not close to my house. Sunset Manor.
You know Northridge is easy.
No, I can do Northridge, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
I actually know where the easements are.
I'm going to pick this park because I just love the relationship I got with the Neighborhood Association. I'm doing this to myself, but if Carol and those folks will add me again, I'll take Wallace House.
Okay. Clear Lake.
All right, and I guess we'll just draw names for two of them, for Dustin, right? Or for Dylan?
Okay. Yeah.
Dylan he can get the what's lefts.
Yeah.
He gets the ones farthest apart. Got four parks within walking distance of my house.
Yeah. I don't have any. Well, one, Meadows.
Depends on how far you want to walk.
Here, I guess. I like that one.
Sorry. Did you spray that disinfectant first?
Yeah, just do it. Whichever you want to do.
Give him the last
two. Give him the last two. Or we can trade. Can we trade?
Yeah, we can trade him if there's something we want of his.
Hey, Dylan. That's what happens when you don't show up, bud.
Oh, yes, we're missing John. I didn't have his tag out. You can put his right here, too.
Okay. Dylan has Claggett and Mike Williams.
Okay, hold on.
One of the same ones he already had.
Down Dustin.
Ben Miller.
Paul Macia.
That one's an easy one, too.
Is that all it is?
It's very similar to Bear.
Hidden Creek.
Good luck finding it.
This would be the one
Ryan
underwater.
Ryan J. Hill.
Chalmers Jones.
Northview.
Country Glen. Of Country Glen again. That's where I started.
Cool. Well, there you are. All right. Thank you. I will update the roster.
Robert, question, is there someplace on the website that has a map of the parks? I'm trying to access the interactive map. It says that does not exist or is inaccessible. I don't know if that's just because I'm trying to access it from my phone. Is there? Maybe if I tried it from my computer, it would.
Yeah, definitely do that. If you're having trouble, shoot me an email and I can send you a link.
Will do.
Yes, it should be on the web.
Okay.
Staff report.
Okay. So let's start with Claggett Creek Park here. Last meeting, I reported that we were hoping to have that done, and it's not done. Basically, the weather has just absolutely been awful, and the crew there that was trying to get that complete for us has basically pulled off the job and kind of buttoned things up for right now. They're going to come back to the drawing board probably in April and try to get that rubberized surfacing finished up in the main play area. The swings are open to the public, and we have removed the pallets off the pathway so that the public can access the basketball court once again without walking through the muddy grass. So that's kind of where we're at. You won't see a whole lot of activity down there as far as construction goes for the next few months. We'll get through this rain season, and we'll get that job buttoned up this spring. So we tried. They tried really hard, but it just wasn't happening. Bob Newton Park, we had one of the large slides was vandalized up there. We finally received that replacement slide in our yard this week, so we're going to be working on getting that put up hopefully next week. It's a rather large slide. It'll be kind of a chore for us, but we'll get her done, and it'll be back open. It'll be good. Let's see here. RFP for the Kaiser Little League complex is almost finished, and that'll be sent out hopefully within the next week or so, and then there will be a 30-day opening to receive any replies on that. So that's good to be having going here soon.
What's that RFP for?
Kaiser Little League to find somebody to operate out of the complex. Correct. For the following, yeah. 1 year from now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So MIG, the group that we've hired to help us through the master plan process, they're planning on coming back to the Parks Board meeting next month on the 9th, and they'll be discussing with the board priorities and needs in our parks. So as you guys give your park reports, a lot of times you say, I wish I had this, I wish I had that, or you know, you see things that you would like to see in parks. So definitely have some ideas to discuss at the next Parks Board meeting in the back of your mind. And then I gave each of you a copy of the 2008 Parks Master Plan recommendations list for each park, and I put a check mark next to each of them that have been completed. I understand there's new board members here. We don't always get out to each other's parks. You don't know every little detail about all the parks in Kaiser, so I just wanted to help you through that, and you can see here what has been done. That way we're not having, you know, you're not asking for a bike rack at Claggett when there's already a bike rack at Claggett or whatever. I'm just kind of making things up. But anyways, thought that'd help.
And then MIG will also be reaching out to the various groups in town, to include West Kaiser Neighborhood Association, for input. Expect to get emails from them within the next 3 weeks. It's kind of going to go along with the same time frame as the next Parks Board meeting, but they're almost ready to reach out. This week, Bill and I have been updating current inventory in parks with MIG, as well as like categorizing what each park is. Sometimes the names change from neighborhood park, or from small park, or small neighborhood park to neighborhood park. There's different variations of that, and they kind of try to stay up with times and what things are called. So we've been working through that with them. It's been going very well. And then also, if you guys remember, I think it was the last meeting or meeting before last, I think it was, McNair Youth Baseball came here and asked if it would be possible to use the fields at Claggett Creek Park. And so that will be actually going to council on the 19th for discussion and see if the request would be granted for them to be able to use those parks certain weekends. There's a schedule lined out for that that'll be presented. So.
They originally wanted exclusive rights.
Yeah.
And is that off the table?
Exclusive rights to the park is off the table because we work with other groups. But we're definitely trying to see if there's some days and times that they would love to have access to it that also fit into the use of the soccer field for both soccer and rugby. Those are two big key players that utilize that area. And unfortunately, the way that the park is designed currently is that the ball field, one of them kind of really does overlap the soccer field in the corner. So the two sports really shouldn't play at the same time. Not only that, but parking. I mean, we did just increase the size of the parking lot at Claggett, almost doubled the amount of parking along one side, but we still don't want to encourage too many groups to be utilizing the same area at once. So we're just trying to, you know, keep everybody happy. So we'll see where that goes. Yeah, that's about all I have. It's just been a really soggy January for us. So I'm just trying to work through some difficulties there. You know, with COVID going on right now, park usage is still up on those nice days when it's not raining. A lot of people out walking the parks, just trying to get out and get some fresh air, and that's really good to see. And along the conversation of COVID, you guys will need to vote on whether or not we're going to be meeting in person. I'm going to read something to the board, and then you guys can discuss it. So at the January 4th, 2021 City Council meeting, the City Council adopted the fourth declaration of local state of emergency COVID-19 ordinance, which contains the following language for city committees, boards, and commission. All standing and ad hoc committee, board, commission meetings and activities will be held either virtual via electronic platform or in person at the initial direction of the chair with ratification of the committee, board, or commission. For in-person meetings, state-required mask protocols and social distancing requirements are required for both participants and audience members. The board should determine by minute motion whether they wish to meet virtual or in person for the next meeting. I'll give it to the chair, and you guys can discuss that.
That is on the agenda.
Yeah. Oh, down farther. Oh, was it?
I thought I was. Oh, we need to decide whether we're going to have meetings virtual. Or,
hold on.
Before you do that, we can just skip down to that agenda item. But you need to ratify your decision tonight, David. So the motion would be someone would move to ratify the chair decision for tonight's in-person meeting.
Do we need to move it out of order? Because right now it's agenda item 8, and we just...
Right, I know. Well, I guess you could move to suspend the rules and all that if you want to do that first.
Okay. That's...
So we need to suspend the rules so we can jump down to that one. So.
No, I don't think that's necessary.
Yeah, I don't either.
Okay.
On the agenda.
So Somebody needs to make a motion, rather to ratify or not to ratify the motion of the chair for tonight's in-person meeting.
So moved.
It's moved. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, it's moved and second that we ratify the motion of the chair for the decision for tonight's in-person meeting. Any discussion? You're a lively bunch tonight. Okay. Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? It's ratified. Now, next meeting. Should we have this virtual or in person? Yes?
Just a reminder, MIG wants to attend the meeting. They can do it virtual, but they will be a part of the next meeting. So if that matters to any of you.
MIG is the consulting company, yes?
Yes.
Okay. So they want to be, they prefer to be here in person, but they can do it virtual. Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
Okay. Yes, Clay.
Is that already scheduled?
Yes.
I see a different date down on here than a Tuesday. February
11th.
I have the 9th.
So it should be the 9th?
It's the 9th, Tuesday.
Yeah, it is, February 9th. Yep. Sorry.
So, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Robert, at that meeting, what is the level of public participation you would anticipate? Like, I guess the question is, are we going to be expecting to hear from the public during that meeting, or are they going to be invited?
This is more asking the board questions, not necessarily the public as much. The public's always welcome.
I don't know, these kinds of things, my personal preference is always to meet in person because I think you get a better conversation. I think people tend to kind of zone out a little bit on the electronic platforms, although the electronic platforms do offer different opportunities for folks that don't feel comfortable meeting in person. So it's kind of a catch-22 a little bit.
Yeah.
Can you provide both options? That. Provide a live link for people at home? I mean, besides, I mean, for interaction, I mean.
Send them a Zoom link, yes, but not a webinar one. And if we can't, if this is televised, and we can't televise the
right.
Zoom part and a live part combined.
Gotcha.
With that said, I just have something to add since we're having conversation. Almost 1,700 surveys were completed. They'll have that,
like that
information. So that number went way up in the last couple of weeks.
Thanks. And that survey closes the 14th of this month?
It's closed.
It's closed.
Yeah.
I thought I saw something that said it went out to the 14th. There was something on the city website that said it got pushed out to the 14th.
Did it?
Yeah. Okay. Or Facebook page or something. I don't know.
They may have extended four more days, but I mean, our numbers are awesome.
1,700 is good.
That is great.
Okay. Any discussion whether we should have the next meeting virtual or in person?
I would make a motion that we have it in person.
Okay, we have a motion to make it at the next meeting in person.
Do
we
I'll
have
second
a second? And a second by Matt. Any discussion? We have a motion to have the next meeting in person. It's been seconded. Any discussion? Yes, Clay.
Should there be some discussion about how healthy the group is prior to that? I mean, if there's two or three that would be out, wouldn't it at that point make sense to shift it to digital or to Zoom?
How much lead time?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. That could be, who knows? It could be, you know,
well,
you should know that you're getting sick a couple, hopefully a day or two before the meeting, but it may not.
It would only
not always cooperate.
It would only need to be done if it made a difference on the quorum. We couldn't have a meeting without a quorum. So if there was that many sick, we wouldn't have the meeting.
I don't expect we're doing any action items, right? No major action items at that meeting.
I don't have anything figured out for
now. So, I mean, yet. It's largely informational.
Okay.
So I, if we were going to the last meeting and we're making the recommendation to council, certainly that has a different weight to it, but I think the only comment I'd have, Mr. Chair, I think is that, you know, these are very, these are important conversations, and I know that some people are uncomfortable or unable to attend in person. The Kaiser 23 channel is really good. The various platforms on social media for Facebook, it's translated also live, and then hosted on YouTube. There's lots of information out there. I just really encourage folks that are not comfortable coming in person to watch those items because, you know, it's great to have the neighborhood associations there, but hearing from everybody that wants to hear from this is really important. So just engage, listen to what is being said. The materials are posted online generally beforehand, if not after. And so just kind of stay tuned and keep up to date with us.
Any other discussion? All those in favor of the motion to have the next meeting live, say aye.
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 Aye. All those opposed? Next meeting will be live.
So you have seven to go back to.
Yes, I was going to say thank you, Mr. Kohler, for waiting for us.
Sorry, it's good.
We just wanted you to stew a little more.
Thank you, Chair Loudon. I'm substituting for Elizabeth Smith tonight, who is out of town. I appreciate being able to be here and to see what goes on. I did have opportunity to take part in the Parks Advisory Master Plan interview. Cindy had an opportunity to visit with me via Zoom, and we had a lively discussion about all kinds of things. So it was a pleasure to take part in that. I'm encouraged with what's going on with the master plan revisions and look forward to seeing what's going on. One of the things I'd like to do is just extend our appreciation to you from the council of what you do to make in this group that makes what we're doing a whole lot easier. And so again, thank you for your service and what we're doing, what you're doing. Just a couple of other little things. The council's working on revising the policies and procedures of the council, which doesn't affect you too much, except one of the things that we're looking at doing is some actual training. And so at some point, we'll actually come to the board or maybe meet with you in small groups and do some specific training about what the purpose of the committee is, and then we'll have a chair training also. So that's something exciting to look forward to. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Kohler. Now we skip down to our favorite subject, adjournment.
Oh, wait. I actually have one other item.
We missed other business.
This is something I've noticed at Kaiser Rapids, the Walsh's Landing points of interest, the flood signs are starting to show some weathering. Don't know if that's preventable or if they're if that's by design to make them look like they're really old signs, but
it's been talked about, and they are not supposed to look like that. But unfortunately, a lot of the signs that have been made for that park and also the Big Toy have had some cracking issues going on, and we've reached out to the sign maker and haven't really gotten anywhere with it. So. We have the choice to either leave them the way they are or have all the signs remade.
That antique look is kind of cool.
It is kind of cool. It kind of looks like an old rustic map.
Almost looks like it was designed that
mm-hmm.
way.
Yeah. Don't really have a good answer for you on that.
Anything from you tonight?
So the Clagger Creek Watershed Council held its first meeting last week, and one of the things that we discussed was we've done an annual project at Ben Miller Park, which has largely been debris cleanup and invasive species removals, et cetera. And we're still going to keep that project on the books, but I'm going to talk with Robert about when the most appropriate time to add a project to the books is going to be, and that's going to be putting Wallace House on as an annual project, probably with a big emphasis on cleaning up litter and debris that come in after flood months, but also looking into doing a bunch of planting. You know, we did just over 100 plants, I think, the last time we did planting down there, and there's still a lot more. I know we went through about, what were those bags, Robert? 70-pound bags of grass seed, or were they 50?
Those were 50.
Okay. So So we went through almost 100 pounds of grass seed out there. And so there's a lot of areas that still need to have additional grass seed put in, plenty of areas where we need to do some more planting. And then, you know, continuing to partner with West Kaiser and some other folks in that area just to continue bringing that park up to date and making it nice and a great place to kind of go enjoy the nice trail that was done down there. So excited for that. We're talking about doing Soggy Day in the Park 4.0, the redo. Since last year's got canceled, 2020's got canceled, but not knowing exactly what the world's going to look like over the next few months, we're probably going to do it in the summertime. So chances are of it actually being soggy are still pretty known. But keep an ear out for that. For those of you who aren't familiar, Soggy Day in the Park is an annual event the Clackett Creek Watershed Council hosts to basically just let people come and have fun in the park. And we've done free hot dogs. We've had the city's brought out a backhoe. We've had bouncy houses, jet boat rides, all kinds of stuff. Just taking the time to say thank you to all the volunteers and people that participate. And just enjoy a great day in the park. So Clackett Creek Watershed Council is looking for a few new members. We've got some a Marion County resident position that we need to pull in, and then a Salem resident, and then somebody that lives next to Clackett Creek. So if you live next to Clackett Creek or any part of the actual watershed, so Labiche Ditch is another one, let me know, because we can bring on the council and put you to work. We do some really fun projects, so that's it.
Okay, thank you. Any other business?
I don't have my microphone on. I do have a question, but it would be more of an exception. I know that our parks don't have lighting, but I've been doing a lot of evening walks down Hidden Creek, and it is pitch black in certain areas. And I know that we don't have people in parks, but because it's really not a park, it's more of a walking trail. Is there any possibility to think or to potentially get lighting for that trail? I know that on the other side is a residential area with sidewalks, but just an ask.
I mean, anything's possible technically, so it's definitely something we would like you to mention at the next meeting with MIG and figure out. We've had lighting mentioned, just to back up a little bit, in various areas,
right?
And we've you know, I think everybody knows there's a positive and a negative to adding lighting, right? Positive is the area is lit and you can see what's going on and it makes people feel safe. The negative downside to it is it attracts people to use the park after hours when they're actually closed. And technically, Hidden Creek is a park and you should not be walking through the park in the dark, technically, for whatever that's worth.
Right, but it is connected to sidewalk areas.
Yes.
And it's connected to a bridge that gets over from one neighborhood to another.
Yes.
So there and is some...
That bridge is lit.
Yes, absolutely. It's right off of the bridge,
yep.
Right next to that neighborhood area.
Yep.
So that's why I wanted to ask now, because I don't want to bring a need that it wouldn't even move forward because it is a park and we're wanting to not have lighting at the park.
Because of the connection to the bridge, I could see that being a higher priority than some other lighting projects.
And as you know, that trail is trip hazards the whole way. Yep. So
that is on our spring list of repairs. Yep. We just can't pave in the wintertime, but the Hidden Creek and part of Country Glen walk path will be repaved before the end of this fiscal year.
I did have one shout out, I forgot. Okay. So for my colleagues on the board, I just wanted to point out, Tanya, she took the information for the park survey and you gave it to the school district, I believe, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it went out. It was everywhere. I saw it on multiple different school websites. And so I think that was a big contributor. So thank you for putting those out there. And then the neighborhood groups got together and did a video and that went out. And I think it had 600 or 700 views. And so just great participation. Just wanted to take a moment. You know, we committed to, I think, trying to get a lot of information put out there, and mm-hmm. Tanya delivered, and so did the neighborhood group, so it was awesome. Thank 1,700 responses, right?
Right. Awesome.
Any other business?
Tanya, are you good with referring to council on Tuesday?
Yes, that's perfect. Mm-hmm.
And adjourned at 6. 6:38.
That might be pretty close to a record.
No, that record is 15 minutes.
Was it?
We didn't have a quorum.
Pickleball.
No, we didn't have a quorum.
Playing some pickleball.
Well, with a quorum, that's pretty.
Actually, it is. I was always trying for like half hour.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, very excited about it.
Yeah, it's.
Yeah.